Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. Democratic leaders on Capitol Hill say they want the country to move forward with energy that is clean and green. A bill on the Senate side would increase funding and incentives for alternative fuels and renewable energy. It would also set new efficiency standards for lighting and appliances and require that cars and trucks get more miles per gallon. Democratic Senate Leader Harry Reid.
Altogether, our bill will save American consumers tens of billions of dollars annually, cut our oil consumption by more than 4 million barrels a day, and reduce our dependence on foreign energy sources right away. And by the way, we might just save the planet while we're at it.
But some senators from both parties would also like to see the expanded use of coal and take a conservative approach for setting new fuel economy standards. Our Washington correspondent Jeff Young joins us now to take a look down the country's energy path. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Steve.
Jeff, Senator Reid says this bill would cut U.S. oil consumption. How would it do that?
Well, it would change both the country's fuels and its vehicles. This bill pumps up production of biofuels to 36 billion gallons within 15 years. That's five times the current level. And it says that all the cars and trucks that a company makes should average 35 miles a gallon by the year 2020. That's up from today's average, which is about 25.
And does the Senate Majority Leader have the votes for that?
Well, the first of those goals is a political slam dunk. Everybody here loves biofuels. Let's grow our energy in the Midwest instead of buying it from the Middle East, that sort of thing you hear a lot of. The second part, though, about changing the vehicles, that's a tough fight.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit does seem to be very good at telling Washington to leave it alone. How will the automakers fare this time?
Well, Detroit is saying they can't meet that 35-mile-per-gallon standard. And Michigan's Democratic senators, Carl Levin and Debbie Stabenow, are working very hard to lower the bill's mileage standards. But there's a strong sense here on the Hill that automakers have to do something. You know, the average fuel economy for cars and trucks in 07 is lower than it was in 1987. And you can just hear the frustration from senators like California Democrat Dianne Feinstein.
The fact of the matter is that Detroit has done nothing about mileage efficiency for the past 20 years, and the time has come.
Jeff, I know ethanol and biofuels are getting a lot of support, but what about this plan that you report on recently to use coal, liquid coal, to power our cars?
Well, that is another big fight that's brewing here. A lot of coal state senators, including a lot of Democrats, by the way, they say, hey, if we really want to be energy independent, well, we're the Saudi Arabia of coal. We could turn it into a liquid transportation fuel. And they want some help from Congress, maybe having the military buy the fuel at first, to sort of jumpstart a liquid coal industry. And voila, solve our oil problem.
Yeah, but what about the environmental climate change problem and those costs of coal?
Oh, yeah, that. Well, there is a stiff opposition to this liquid coal proposal. One, it turns out it's very expensive to turn coal into a liquid fuel. And two, unless you add even more expensive equipment to that, the process would put out about twice the greenhouse gases that gasoline does. So environmental groups are fighting this. And, for example, Senator Barack Obama of Illinois, he originally supported liquid coal, took a lot of heat from environmental groups, and had to back away from it recently. It does, however, appear that a compromise of some sort is in the works for this bill that would support liquid coal, but require that those projects capture the carbon dioxide they produce. Of course, that's the major greenhouse gas.
And, Jeff, what about all the greenhouse gases coming from all that coal we burn for electricity? Does the bill address that?
Well, this is not per se a global warming bill. The Democratic leaders say they're still working on that one. But this bill does have some of what you would call the building blocks of a global warming bill. And probably the biggest is what's called a renewable portfolio standard.
Yeah, now renewables, you're talking about things like wind, solar, and biomass. What would this standard call for?
It says power companies have to produce 15% of their electricity from those clean sources you listed there. And if they can't, they have to buy credits from some other power company that does. New Mexico Democrat Jeff Bingaman chairs the Energy Committee, and he's the one pushing this idea.
I think that there are lots of different ways that people can produce energy other than using fossil fuels, and we're trying to stimulate the technologies to use all of those.
Now, some southern states that burn a lot of coal for their power and don't have a lot of potential for wind power are fighting this. In fact, Republicans have raised the possibility of a filibuster over this issue. But the idea has a lot of support in most of the country. 22 states already have some sort of renewable standard, including, by the way, Texas, which has a lot of wind power, and where the bill was signed by a fella named George Bush.
So Governor Bush signed such a measure. How about President Bush?
The president does not support this, and he says he will veto this bill if it includes another provision under consideration that makes price gouging by oil companies a crime. And before we even get to that stage of things, of course, we have yet to hear from the House of Representatives. They'll probably take up energy next month. But I've got to say, there is a remarkable amount of support for clean energy and efficiency that you just didn't see on Capitol Hill until very recently. And I think it's because there is so much public anxiety about energy these days. We import too much oil. We're warming the planet. We're paying too much for gas. It's sort of a trifecta of worry. And Congress is really feeling the pressure to act.
Jeff Young is Living on Earth's Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Jeff.
You're welcome.